pretending you're a telephone?
Yes.
Oh yes, well, we've just been talking to Grandma and Grandad on the telephone, haven't we? Do you know what they've been doing this morning?
Yeah.
What have they been doing? Did they tell you?
Yeah.
What have they been doing?
No.
You don't know if they've been swimming at the swimming baths? That's good, isn't it?
And you?
No, I didn't go swimming. I've been here with you. I've been here with you this morning.
Yeah.
What's happened this morning here? You don't know? Well, what's happened there? What's gone? Your what's gone?
My table's gone.
Your table's gone? Well, no, the table's gone upstairs into the loft. But what has gone? What has gone, Thomas?
It's the surprise.
What's gone?
The surprise, my cupboard's gone.
It's a surprise, your cupboard's gone. Your cupboard's gone, hasn't it? Oh, dear, dear. The cupboard's gone. Where's it gone?
This
is Ryan's house. It's gone to St. Gabriel's, hasn't it? Oh, your lovely toy.
Mr. Ryan's got a girl.
She's got a girl?
Yeah.
She's got lots of girls. She's got lots of girl students. She's got about 100 and odd girls. But they're not little girls. They're big girls. Aren't they?
My little girl.
You're not a little girl. You're a little boy.
Not a big girl.
You're a big girl?
That's not cheesy.
These are crisps. You're calling them. We've got some nice little biscuits, haven't we, with icing on the top. And you call them cheesies, but they're not really cheesies, Thomas. They're sweet biscuits.
I want some sweet biscuits.
You want some sweet biscuits?
Yeah.
Well, it is lunchtime, isn't it?
Yeah. So and the harder ball, I want it sweets.
There you are.
I want it sweets. And this is sweeties. Hey.
Well, they're not sweeties, they're sweet biscuits, aren't they? Oh, that's if we've got any left, Thomas. I really don't know whether we have, Liv. I can't see any in the cupboard.
I think so.
Oh, yes, we are. There's only one packet, though.
Yep.
That's all there is.
Yep.
That's a little packet.
Buy some more.
You want to go to the shop to buy some more?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens because we've got workmen here, haven't we, today?
Yes, lots.
Lots of workmen, so we...
Lots of whiskers.
Who's got lots of whiskers?
Just me.
Just you?
There's lots of cheese, I'll have one.
Could I have one, please?
Look, and then...
Please, may I have one? Oh, lovely. Mmm. Oh, that was lovely. Thank you so much, Colin.
That's lovely.
But we've got to eat something else apart from sweet biscuits. I'm going to have some hummus, but you don't really like hummus, do you?
No.
Would you like some pita bread and some cheese?
I don't like that at all.
You don't like that at all?
No.
I think you do like cheese. I don't think you've actually ever tried hummus, Thomas. I think that was the problem. Would you like some coleslaw?
Oh,
I
don't like
coleslaw. Yes, you do.
A lot.
You do. You needn't be telling me you don't like coleslaw, because I know very well you do. Got some pita bread somewhere.
That's chocolate mousse.
Yes, there's chocolate mousse in the fridge. Can you see it?
I don't like chocolate mousse.
Don't you?
No.
Oh dear. Well, this is a very snacky lunch, isn't it, to us today? Well, I don't know what to give you if you don't like all these things. I think some cheese and coleslaw and crisps and some bread.
You look like a cow.
Yes, you do.
A lot.
Who's told you to say you don't like things at all? I don't like that at all. Do you like your drink?
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
Okay. No.
Okay. Quite a nice day, isn't it?
The building just been bites.
The building just been bites? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. Just been bites.
Right.
Putting up in the lane.
Oh, I see. The little ice biscuits, the tiny round biscuits with piped icing on top, they're called ice gems. And you're putting them all over the table. Are they just been bags waiting in the road to be collected?
Yeah. I'm building them.
You're building them?
Yeah. But just see what that comes.
Well, shall I get the little digger?
Yeah.
Or the scoop, and you can pretend that's the dustbin lorry, can't you? I'll let you have a toy at the table today.
Dustbin wagon. It's called dustbin wagon.
You can pretend it's a dustbin lorry, can't you? Where's that? Where's that?
That's a shiny dustbin lorry. Dustbin lorry's there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I was just going to cut some shapes out of this cheese, Thomas.
Yeah, this thing wagon pulled up.
Has it? The dustbin wagon's pulled up and has it loaded all the little bags into it?
Beep beep! Going.
Where's it going?
Putting the bags tip it.
Taking the bags to the tip, is it?
That's the tipper. That's really tipping down there.
Tip it back into the bowl, Thomas, and then you don't make a lot of mess, sweetheart, because we've just cleaned it.
Clever dustbin wagon.
Clever dustbin wagon.
Beep beep.
I think there was something on the television this morning about them. They call them refuse lorries, though, and refuse collections, didn't they? They didn't talk about bin bag days like we do.
No.
Our bin bag day's on a Monday, isn't it?
Lots of the bin bags are fall over. Bin bags fall over.
Do they?
Yeah. Fall over now.
Oh dear, if the bin bags are falling over, all the rubbish might be falling out.
I can see again.
Is it? Thomas, look, I've cut some shapes out of the cheese.
Yep.
Remember this little holly cutter we used at Christmas? You went through a phase when you would only eat your sandwiches and toast when it was cut in Christmas shapes.
Putting down the road. Burnage Lane.
Are you putting them down the road on Burnage Lane, are you?
Tip, 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 tip.
So what day of the week is it, Thomas, if the dustbin man's coming?
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
The wagon here, a dustbin man.
And if it's dustbin day, it's usually Monday, isn't it?
It's Monday now.
That's right. What happens on Mondays?
I dropped the dustbin bag.
Have you? Or we'll pick it up later.
Yep.
Monday it's dustbin day. Tuesday it's...
I found it.
You found it?
Yeah.
Toddler group on Tuesdays?
Yep.
And what happens Wednesdays? No, the dustbin man comes on Mondays. Nana and Grandad come on Tuesday, so what, on Wednesday. So what does that mean if Nana and Grandad are here looking after you?
Go to work and Daddy not go to work.
And Daddy goes to work as well. We both work on Wednesdays. And what about Thursdays?
Oh, we need a dustbin bag.
Oh, you're going to eat one, aren't you?
Yeah.
What about Thursdays, Thomas? What happens on Thursdays?
Lovely dustbin bag in my mouth.
The dustbin bag in your mouth is lovely, is it?
Yeah.
I don't think real dustbin bags would taste very nice.
No. Dustbin bag is very dirty, yeah.
They are very dirty, yes.
Then hold them in the lorry.
Who holds them in the lorry?
The
dustbin men. Well, they pick them up from the floor, don't they, and throw them into the dustbin lorry. And then somebody presses a button. Oh, all bags go, don't they?
Yeah. Some dustbin bags are at my house.
Well, thank you. The dustbin bags are outside of my house, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, it must be Monday. When we're going to toddler group on Tuesdays, we see all the bags there, don't we? They must have their collection. On Tuesdays.
The thing bag is coming. Beep beep!
Ooh.
That's a big noise in the thing bags. No! The thing bag gets it.
Does it?
Yeah.
Well, it does usually make quite a noise, doesn't it, when they press the button for all the bags to go up. It makes a terrific noise.
Mob!
Like that?
Yeah. It's got a skip. Skip.
A skip?
Skip and it's door. There's a lot of little drops.
There we are, there's some little biscuits there with cheese on top.
I don't like it.
You haven't tried it. You like biscuits, you like cheese.
I don't like cheese.
Thomas, you've got to eat something, sweetheart. Would you like some coleslaw in a bowl?
No.
Are you not hungry today?
No. It's not the same bags. It's the same lorry disappear.
Just been lorry disappear?
Yeah.
Where's it disappearing to? Is it going towards Didsbury now?
Come back. Beep, beep!
Thomas.
The brewer's in Mum's house. It's near playgroup. That's playgroup.
That's playgroup, is it? Certainly, when we walk into playgroup on Tuesday morning, we see lots of bugs out. So the dustbin lorry's going there now, is he? Thomas, I'm worried that you're not eating anything, darling.
No.
You must eat something. You need to be hungry for later on. Would you like a banana?
I need another thing, but...
Well, it's all very well you're eating those little sweet biscuits, but they're not going to keep you going for the next 3 or 4 hours, are they?
No.
Would you like a yoghurt?
Oh, yoghurt. I don't like yogurt.
You do like yogurt. Every single thing I've given you or offered you, you do like normally.
Go round the playgroup.
Well, while it's going around to playgroup, has it seen the horse we saw the other week? Do you remember when we were walking to playgroup the other morning?
Yes.
I can't remember now that it was a week ago or 2 weeks ago, but...
I'm
going to eat another dustbin bag.
You're going to eat another dustbin bag? I'm going to eat a pink dustbin bag.
A pink dustbin bag. That's a biscuit with pink icing on top. Well, when the dustbin bags have all gone, Thomas, what are you going to eat then?
Lunch.
Lunch? Oh, I see. This is lunch.
Yep. are having a picnic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, who's having the picnic with you?
Mummy.
Mummy and Thomas are having a picnic?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it's a lovely picnic, isn't it, this?
Teddy bear picnic.
A teddy bear's picnic. It occurred to me the other day, Thomas, that whenever you see trees, you always say big bears live in it, and I've always thought it's because on Teletubbies they have the bear, the wooden bear, coming out of the trees. But thinking about it, when we were listening to the song, The Teddy Bear's Picnic, the other day, I think it must have been on television, and it showed the teddy bears in the woods, didn't it?
Mm.
And I'm wondering now if that's why you think bears live in trees.
Can you eat another dustbin bag?
You can eat another dustbin bag, yes. Because the song says, if you go down to the woods today, and it talks about teddy bears having picnics in the woods, doesn't it?
This is a wood.
Is that a wood? That's your seat.
That's a wood.
Well, things are made out of wood, like the table and chairs and the cupboard. But a wood is like a forest. It's another name for a place with a lot of trees. And it's why big bears have picnics.
Big bear.
Mm. Do you think big bears like eating dustbin bags?
Mmm. And me too.
Mm. And me too, you said.
Big bears, Teletubbies on program. Big bears coming out of trees and big lions.
Mmm.
The lion said.
Is that what the lion said? Well, yes, you're talking about the Teletubbies being a television programme, and apart from the big bears coming out of the trees, a big lion comes out of the trees, and he says,
where's the big bear?
Does the lion say, where's the big bear?
Yes.
Does he?
Yeah.
I thought he roared.
The big bear.
Is that what he's saying? Where's the big bear? What is it they say? Where's the bear with the big brown hair?
Yeah.
Something like that. I can't remember. We've not seen it for a long time, have we?
No.
And what else do they have on Teletubbies? They have the animals walking two by two, don't they?
Mm.
What sort of animals do they have?
There's one, two elephants, there's one, but the elephants are long.
Elephants with big trunks. What do elephants say?
No.
Elephants say no. That's a funny noise.
Yeah. Elephants still dancing.
Who's doing funny dancing?
Elephants.
The elephants. Have you seen that on television? It's a very funny dance, Thomas. They have ostriches and pandas and giraffes as well, don't they?
My hands are elephants.
Your hands are elephants?
Pretending
your hands is an elephant's trunk.
My nose is a trunk. Not a teddy bear, my elephant. Mmm, lovely. I'm eating grass.
You're eating grass now? Mm. So the little biscuits have gone from being rubbish bags to being grass, have they?
Mmm. That's not a dustbin, are
we? Is it not? What is it?
That's a bow. It's a bow.
A bow?
That's a bow.
A bow? You mean a bowl?
There's a bowl there.
A bowl? Oh, I see. You've nearly eaten them all now, haven't you?
Mmm, lovely.
Now, lovely. Would you like a drink?
No.
Well, I think this is lovely. No, you don't like it, but Mummy likes it. Sonia and Isabel came round, didn't they? Did she come to play with all your toys?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
Sharing.
You were sharing with Isabel?
It's about shouting. Naughty girl.
Isabel was shouting naughty girl, or Sonia was shouting naughty girl?
Naughty girl!
Who said naughty girl?
Sonia.
To Isabel?
Yeah.
And why? What was Isabel doing?
Big trouble.
She was in big trouble.
The policeman come.
No, the policeman didn't come, Thomas. Don't exaggerate. Sonia might have shouted at Isabel and called her a naughty girl. But I don't think the policeman came.
No.
We saw a policeman the other day, didn't we?
Yeah.
Parked outside.
Looking at naughty boys. Mm.
It's a big policeman parked on the road and he was looking for naughty boys, wasn't he?
Naughty daddy, huh?
Naughty daddy didn't find any naughty boys at our house, though, did he?
No.
We've only got good boys here living here, haven't we?
Mm.
And what's the name of the good boy who lives here? And we don't actually know what the policeman was doing. He went to one of the neighbours' houses, didn't he? He was there quite a long time.
Yeah.
It's a good job the policeman wasn't outside this morning when you picked up those stones.
Mm-hmm.
He would have put you in the back of his van, wouldn't he?
Mm.
What did you do with the stones?
Throw them in Fred's car.
You threw them in the direction of Fred's car, didn't you? They didn't hit his car, luckily, but... Oh, that's very naughty.
Yeah, they are not coming.
No, Fred didn't see you. And luckily the stones didn't hit the car, so it was all right. But if Fred had seen you, he'd have had to have gone round and said, I'm very, very sorry, Fred.
I'm very sorry, Fred.
What's Fred's baby called?
Miles.
Baby Miles?
Yeah.
Well, he's nice, isn't he?
Yeah. Baby Miles is cute.
He's cute?
He's cute.
He's cute, is he? Yeah. Oh, who's told you that?
Thomas.
Oh. He is cute. He's a tiny little thing, isn't he? He's so good.
Yeah.
Baby Miles is cute.
Yeah.
Are you warm enough, Thomas?
Yeah.
Mummy feels a bit cold now. But we might put the fire on later.
Yeah, we've got a fire on later.
Warm us up a little bit. And later on, we've got some letters to post.
Yeah, there's a fire.
Pardon?
There's some fire. There's some fire. There's a fire.
Yes, I was meaning let's put the fire on because Mummy's feeling a little bit cold. But I was saying we've got to remember to go to the post later on. Did I say fire?
Yes.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I can't remember what I said, but I did mean we've got some letters to post. We must do that later on. This afternoon.
No dustbin bags, your dustbin lying out.
Well, where are the dustbin bags gone?
In my tummy.
In your tummy?
Mm.
They can't be big dustbin bags like the dustbin bags that you see on the pavement outside.
No.
Because if they were, there wouldn't be room for them in your tummy, would there?
No. Because you were going to collect them.
The dustbin lorry collects them, that's right, yes.
Not a windy day.
It's not a windy day today, no. It was raining earlier on, wasn't it? Very early this morning, which is nice now.
It's windy.
Windy?
Yeah, windy.
Well, it's a little bit breezy. One or two leaves are moving around, but it's not terribly windy, is it?
Nope. I want my big digger.
You'd like your big digger?
I dig something.
What would you like to dig?
I don't know.
How about a few of these?
No, that's all cheese. No.
But you like cheese, Thomas.
No, I want to dig something.
Want to dig something?
Yeah.
Well, I hope you're not going to complain about being hungry later on because there won't be any sweets.
No. Tommy egg.
Sweets for tea, Thomas. I'm just going to give the digger a quick rinse out. You're going to put some biscuits in it.
More biscuits. More biscuits.
Oh dear, the digger man's fallen into the washing up bowl, Thomas. He's having a quick swim in the washing up bowl. Oh, don't look so worried. It's all right.
Purdy's coming to see something's wrong.
Oh, Purdy's coming. Yes, she's come downstairs. Can she tell there's something wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think she's heard the digger man saying he's having a swim?
Hello, Purdy. Hello, Purdy. Hello.
Hello, pussycat. Hello.
Hello, pussycat. My digger man's swimming in the dish bowl.
Digger man's swimming in the dish bowl? In the washing up bowl. It's where we wash the dishes, isn't it? There you are, I've dried him off.
There yeah, sorry. I dropped you in the washing bowl.
Well, it was only really that dropped him in because I was just washing the digger. And he tumbled in, didn't he? Well, he said he was having a nice time. He was swimming around.
On the seaside.
Yes. Oh, dear.
So I'd say something wrong.
Lady's gone outside, has she?
Yeah. See something wrong.
You think she can?
Yeah. See if there's a bee.
I don't think she'll see a bee. There aren't many bees around at the moment. It's not really warm enough, is it?
Buzzy bees.
Buzzy bees have buzzed off until it's warmer weather. I'm sure they'll be back, won't they? Just think soon it'll be the summer, Thomas, and we can sit outside and have our breakfast. And lunch.
Yeah. But okay. Take sunglasses where to buzz the bees.
We'll have to take our sunglasses, yes, to watch the buzzy bees. Yes, in the summer we have to put special cream on and sun hats and sunglasses, and you wear sandals and shorts and t-shirts, don't you?
Yeah. What do you think? Did I dig a Smarties, I think?
No, you're not digging Smarties. No. You're not having any sweets today. You've just had those sweet biscuits. Well, there's cheese and biscuits there. There's salad.
Don't you say sweet?
No, I'm just saying you're not having any sweets, Thomas. There's a perfectly nice lunch on the table.
No.
Would you like some grapes?
Want some socks to eat.
You want some what to eat?
Sock to eat.
What sock?
I sock on my slippers. And I need some socks.
Your socks are...
Where's the digger man?
Your socks are under your slippers, are they? The digger man's fallen out, hasn't he?
We dig. Until you can.
You need to dig him, but you can't eat socks, Thomas, can you?
Yeah.
Look at Purdy running across the grass.
Look at some buzzing bees.
What's she looking for?
Look at buzzy bees and crocodiles.
She's looking for buzzy bees and crocodiles, is she? Oh, I hope she doesn't find any crocodiles on the grass.
Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, a wash button inside. Rushing back inside.
Is she rushing to come back inside?
Yeah.
She's not arrived at the door yet, has she?
No.
Oh no, I think she's rushed and gone through the gate. She's probably going to see what the workmen are doing at Fred and Rachel's house.
I just got one glove on.
You've got one glove on? You've just put the digger man on your ring finger, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you're calling him your glove?
Yeah, sort of found another glove. Got another glove and a bow.
No, I don't think we've anything else that fits on your finger.
No.
Well, how about the driver from the train? If he's a Lego man, he might very well have a little hole underneath. Yes, he has. Look. There you are. You've got the digger driver, the digger man on one finger, and the train driver on another.
Oh, that will not work.
No, well, I think the hole on the digger man is really very tiny, isn't it? You'll have to use your tiny finger, your small finger, the little finger at the end. You've got one on your thumb and one on your index finger. This is, we call this piece of pointer, don't we? Because this is your index finger. It's the one that people use to point with.
That's Mr. Pointer.
Yeah, that's Mr. Thumb. Tommy Thumb, Peter Pointer, Mr. Middle, Ruby
that's
Ring.
That Ruby Ring.
Ruby Ring and Mr. Small.
That's Mr. Small there. That's bigger, bigger. That's bigger, bigger.
Bigger, bigger?
Yeah.
They're nice gloves, aren't they?
They're shiny gloves, those are my gloves.
Oh, you've dropped them on the floor now. Oh, dear.
What would you need something?
What would you like to do?
Can you see you have the door?
She's come back to the door, hasn't she? She's arrived home.
Left home.
She's been away and now she's come home.
She's come home. Sniffing the door.
Is she sniffing at the door?
Yeah.
Mm, she's probably sniffing.
Gotta say meow.
She does. She's not saying meow now, though, is she?
No.
It would do her good, actually, Thomas, to have a little bit of fresh air so we won't rush letting her in.
It's a breakdown lorry.
You'd like a breakdown lorry?
Yeah.
What's your breakdown lorry?
Toy breakdown lorry.
A toy breakdown lorry?
There's a car dropped in the mud.
This is your breakdown set, your rescue set. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Just in there, just in there, or something. Why? It's called round and round. This one's going round and round. Very down on it, rolling it. And trace it. One.
Oh, yes. That's a road sign, it says do not enter, but you're quite right, it's from the train set, it's not from the breakdown set, is it?
No.
I'll put it away with the train set. There's another sign there that says stop.
Yeah.
Both warning signs, aren't they? One saying do not enter, one saying stop.
That's a red stop.
That's a red sign, that means stop, and I would imagine that one possibly means go.
Yeah. The green one means go.
The green one does mean go, but you haven't got a green sign, have you?
Yes.
And what are those two orange plastic things? What are they called?
I don't know.
They're called traffic cones.
Yeah.
You had an ice cream last night.
Yeah.
And that was served in a cone. Does this look like an ice cream cone? Look, if you turn it upside down and pop some ice cream in there. Mmm. We could eat it, couldn't we?
Yeah.
But when they're orange and plastic in that way, they're called traffic cones.
Yeah, because the traffic's way, unless it's got on the road. That is,
Oh. That's right, the lady belongs in the car. She's the lady that's broken down and the breakdown truck's towing her. But she'd fallen out of the car onto the table. Is that why you say she was lying in the road?
Yeah, because I was loving on mommy. He got my way.
Oh, the policeman's driving on my arm and telling me to get out of the way. What a rude policeman.
Some big trouble.
There is, well, that's the little yellow racing car that Grandad bought you when we were in Spain. And the policeman's caught up with him and you're saying big trouble. Has he been driving too quickly?
Yeah.
And going too fast and the policeman stopped him?
Yeah.
Oh, has he told him he's been a naughty boy?
You're a naughty little girl.
I'm a naughty little girl?
Yeah.
Oh, was I driving the car too quickly?
Yeah.
Manage. Have you hooked the lady's car onto the breakdown line?
All the wheels going round and round. That one's not working.
No, the ones that are on the floor are moving round and round, but because the breakdown lorry's lifted her off the ground, the wheels aren't touching the road anymore, are they?
Meg, stop! Go! Mabel.
Is it Auntie Mabel?
Yeah, calling a car.
Have you seen a programme with Auntie Mabel in the breakdown truck, or is this just something you're imagining might happen?
Happened.
It did actually happen, did it?
Yeah.
You've seen it on the television?
Mm.
Oh, what happened, Thomas?
Stop ball, stop ball.
Pardon?
Stop ball, stop ball. Stop ball, stop ball.
I'm sorry, sweet, I don't know what you're saying to me.
Stop ball, I'm saying.
Stop ball, I'm saying.
Yeah.
What do you mean by stop ball?
Stop ball. That was all set out. This is why I don't come.
I'm sorry, love, I don't understand what that means.
Stop ball!
Do you understand what it means?
Yeah.
Or are you speaking gobbledygook?
Yeah. Gobbledygook say stop, stop.
Gobbledygook. You're making up little phrases, aren't you?
Yeah, so just we were the breakdown line doing fast.
The breakdown line is going too fast.
Yeah.
Oh dear, he's crashed into the policeman. Oh dear, dear, dear.
Signs have fallen over.
The signs have all fallen over. Did a car knock into them or is it the wind that's blowing them over?
No. I'll just show you. Where is he? Stop ball, stop ball.
What's Pudy saying?
Stop ball, and then nothing where the breakdown lorry's crashed.
The breakdown lorry's crashed into all the traffic signs and they've all fallen over. Oh dear, dear, dear.
Policeman's fallen over.
Now the policeman's fallen over. Oh, in a terrible accident.
That's a fish alive.
You've caught a fish alive?
Yeah.
Well, you've hooked one of the breakdown. Sorry, you've hooked the breakdown truck's anchor into one of the traffic cones, haven't you? You're thinking about the nursery rhyme. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive.
Yeah.
You're thinking of the traffic cone as an orange fish being hooked on the fishing line.
No. I'm guessing Thomas and the world is doing this
here. The traffic cones are kissing. You stacked one on top of the other. Now you've dropped them behind your chair.
Yeah. I found this just being one of those right
here. Oh no, don't make too much noise. Why have you thrown the police car onto the floor?
What going on? Policeman said.
I bet the policeman said what's going on, because one minute his car was there and the next it's crushed. I bet he's not a very happy policeman, Thomas. What do you think?
I cry.
Look at Birdie, she's sitting in the strawberry patch.
Where? Here. I can make cat poop. Looking at me, cat poop. I can't see Birdie now.
Well, she's right against the fence. That's one of the tubs that Mummy plants strawberries in. There we are, she's jumped in, isn't she? Jumped out now.
Yeah, you want strawberries.
No, but, well, we won't have any strawberries until the summer. We can buy a few strawberries in the shops, but they're very, very expensive. But when we grow our own, they're only available in the summer when it's hot.
It's hot now. Sun's shining.
The sun's shining, but it's February, Thomas, and it's not really hot, though. It's only warm inside because we've got the radiators on. Yeah. I actually feel a bit colder. I'm going to put the fire on soon.
I got a boo! Got to not say breakfast, though.
That's about breakfast.
Gordon don't like breakfast.
Gordon doesn't like breakfast.
No.
Oh, you're talking about Gordon, one of the Thomas the Tank Engine characters.
Gordon's being sick and eating lots of food.
Gordon's been sick, is he eating lots of food?
Get it down!
You want to get down?
Yes.
What's the matter with Gordon, Thomas?
Get it down the engine, choo-choo, in the track. And you on the floor, huh?
You want to play on the floor?
I sure want the floor. Put it down. Put it under the table. It's a bridge.
You want to go under the table and pretend it's a bridge?
Yeah.
Well, have you had enough to eat?
Yes. Fat controller.
Yes, the fat controller. I'm the fat controller.
I'm the happy Gordon.
You're a very happy Gordon. But listen to me now, Thomas. There won't be anything this afternoon. You can have a drink, but there won't be any food or any biscuits or any chocolate. You've got to eat lunch when it's provided. Yes? Are you just not hungry?
No, I want to get down.
Okay, wipe your hands.
Gordon's very dirty.
Is Gordon very dirty?
Yes.
Oh dear. Gordon's very dirty.
Gordon's
very
dirty
in
his hands.
He's got very dirty hands, has he?
Gordon Purdy's Purdy James.
Is Purdy James?
Yeah.
There we go, just wipe your face.
Gordon's having a wash.
Gordon's having a wash, is he?
Yeah.
Gordon,
just
wipe your face. Pardon?
Gordon, washing Gordon.
The fat controller's washing Gordon?
Yeah.
I'm not sure I like being the fat controller, Thomas.
Yeah.
There we are.
The fat controller's very proud.
The fat controller's very proud?
Mm.
Very proud of Thomas the Tank Engine. Oh, you're Gordon now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're Gordon today. The fat controller's quite proud of all his engines, I think, isn't he?
Yeah.
And Mummy's quite proud of you most of the time. Right, so I'm going to select Purdy in, so if you can just sit in your seat a few minutes longer.
Yeah. Hello, James.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. I'd forgotten that Purdy was James. We'll just let her have a bite to eat, Thomas, before we get down. Would you like a drink now?
Put it down now, oh, please.
Just in a moment, when Purdy's finished eating.
Purdy's finished eating now.
No, she hasn't. She's only just started. Let's her have something before you get down and starts upsetting her.
It's sitting here. Put it down.
You can in a moment.
Now.
We've got to clear the table, haven't we?
Yeah. Gordon's not happy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, but Gordon will just have to be a little bit unhappy for a few moments. What would you like to do when you get down from the table?
Play Gordon.
Play it being Gordon?
Yeah.
And would you like your train set?
Yeah.
The wooden train set?
All over.
You want it all over the floor? Okay.
Train. I'm going to do lots of trains and lots of it. I'm not Gordon's. Gordon disappeared. I Thomas.
Right. Gordon's had to disappear, has he? You're not Gordon, you're Thomas. Okay.
Gordon's gonna disappear.
Well, in fact, my train has disappeared into the kitchen to get the dishcloths up and wipe the table before you get down. There was a little bit of something there on the cloth that looks like chocolate mousse.
More like chocolate Henry.
More like chocolate Henry. Well, it looked like chocolate mousse to me. I would imagine it's left from yesterday.
But if the garden more chocolate will disappear. James finishes
James is finished. Yes, Birdie's finished her lunch, hasn't she? Do you want to just help Mummy arrange these flowers before you get down?
I like flowers.
You do, don't you? You enjoyed doing this before.
Gordon's very happy.
Gordon's very happy to help Mummy arrange some flowers, is he? Right, you've got the water in the vase already.
Sonia brought that.
Sonia brought them, didn't she, for Mummy? She's nice. What did you say to her?
Oh, Gordon, that's very nice.
Is that what I said?
Yeah.
You were a good boy when Isabel came to play, weren't you?
I'll hold the flowers.
Just a moment. We've got to put the flower food in the vase first. Do you remember?
Yeah.
We have this special packet, don't we?
Yeah.
And inside...
It's in there.
That's right, inside is either powder or liquid. Never quite tell what.
That's liquid.
It's liquid now. I think it was the powder. We've got to pop it in there, haven't we? The white powder. In the water. Do you remember to dissolve it? That's it. Give it a quick stir with a fork. The water's got a milky colour now. It's not clear, is it? There we are.
The flowers.
Right, well, if we put the vase near, don't pull the vase onto you because you'll get covered in water. And if I snip, just let me see how much I need to take off. That's right, if I snip the stems, whoops, the daisy, one of the leaves has just shot across the table. There you are, Poppet, you can start putting them into
okay.
The vase if you'd like. Oh, that's a good boy. What a good boy. Try to be careful you don't pull the vase over. It's a very, very big vase, isn't it?
There's lots of water in it.
There is a lot of water in it, yes. I'm going to put a little drop more in when we finished arranging them. There you are. Oh, look, that one's broken, so we'll take that off.
That one's broken.
It has. We've got a little vase in the kitchen that we put the small ones and the broken ones in, haven't we?
Love that.
What colour are these flowers, Thomas?
White.
No, they're not white.
White.
No.
White.
No, they're not white, they're yellow.
Yellow.
But I think the yellow that you're used to is a very, very bright yellow, isn't it? You're used to a primary colour yellow.
It's Lola's yellow.
Yeah, Lola's yellow. I mean, Lola's very, very bright. And look, you've got a yellow stripe on your jumper, and that's very bright. This is more.
Lola.
Now, this is a very pale yellow. It's called lemon. Although actually, if you look at the skins of lemons, they're quite bright as well.
Yeah.
And can you see, just at the tips, just let's look at this one that's open. Can you see there's a very, very, very tiny fleck of pink?
It's more like pink.
More like pink.
Pulse is red.
What's red, darling?
Poe
is red, yes. Poe, one of the Teletubbies. She's red, isn't she? She's the baby.
Poe's baby.
Poe's the baby Teletubby.
Not the big red Teletubbies.
Yes.
Little Teletubbies.
Well, Tinky Winky's the largest Teletubby. Who's your favourite Teletubby?
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. Father Christmas brought you a Tinky Winky, didn't he, amongst other things?
Put in it.
No, I don't think we need to put those in. I've cut those off, we don't need those.
It's big flowers.
That's right, we've still got four more sprays to put in.
Lots in it.
A lot in it, yes.
That's a lot for you. That one's died. I swash it.
It's died. No, it hasn't died. They've not opened yet. A lot of these, they're in bud. Look, they're very tight like that.
That's not bud. It's all squashed.
No, it's not squashed. It's a bud, darling. When the bud, look at this one. This is a bud. Look at that, how tightly closed that is. Then it'll open a little bit more and eventually it'll be like this one.
Then it has water. Fishies in it. Fish in the flowers.
Fish in the flowers. I think it's the stalks that you can see through the vase. It's a clear glass vase. You can see straight through it, can't you, to the stalks at the bottom.
That's all squashed.
Yeah, don't squash it anymore, darling. No, they're very, very fresh, these flowers. Because they're so new, the flowers haven't opened, the petals haven't come out yet from the buds. Right, these are the last ones, Thomas. Those two stems. How's that? And these are the flowers that we put in the vase the last time. We like a few in the kitchen, don't we? The ones that are a little bit poorly, if they've got bent heads, we pop them in this tiny vase. I'll keep an eye on them when I'm washing up then. No, there's nothing else now to go in. That's all to go in the bin. Look at that. Aren't you clever? Oh, Thomas, they do look nice, don't they?
Yes, Gordon, they have it on it.
Gordon's very happy, is he, because he's doing some flower arranging.
And not now. And not Gordon. And Gordon's disappeared.
Gordon's disappeared now, has he? Right, so lots of things are disappearing, aren't they? We'll pop some more water in the vase. So we've got water all the way up to the top. We'll put some more in.
Put them a bit nearer.
There we are. You want to put them a bit nearer?
Yeah. Yes. I've got this flower thing. I'm going to put it nearer.
You want to put it nearer? You want me to bring it closer to you? Move it closer to you?
Yeah.
There we are. Let's pop a drop more water in. You can do it this time.
Yeah. I'm
moving them
nearer.
Yes, I'll move them nearer. I've moved them. Right, I'm holding the vase. That's it. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Look, can you see the water trickling down? That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, all we've got to do now is put all these old leaves into the bin.
Yeah. And the shiny bin.
The new shiny bin, yes. What colour is Grandma and Grandad's waste bin in their kitchen?
Blue
to match their blue kitchen.
Move things. Move chairs.
I've moved the chairs. Well, I've only moved the chair just out of the way so that I can work the table.
Did it down.
Yes, you can. I've
got my hands.
Pardon?
Somebody
strapped you in. I think it might have been Mummy. Well, we originally sat down to have something to eat, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm just going to get a cloth to wipe the flower vase, Thomas.
Yeah.
And then, now we've arranged them, we've got to leave them well alone. We mustn't touch them.
No.
We've got to treat flowers gently, and if we keep touching them, they're going to get very upset and they won't open, will they? And we can watch those over the next few days. Watch them blossom and the blooms come out.
It's a prize.
It's a It's a surprise.
It's wrapped up like a present.
Wrap it up like a present. Yes, I'm wrapping the tea towel. Aren't I, around the vase. Right, it's all covered. All we can see are the flowers at the top. And what's the magic word? Do you remember from Molly's party at Christmas?
Yeah.
What's the magic word?
Please have a chocolate cake.
Please, can I have a chocolate cake? No. You cheeky monkey. We always go back to chocolate, don't we? Always, always, always back to chocolate with you. No. The secret word, the magic word was abra. Abracadabra. What are you saying that with a policeman in your mouth? Take him out of your mouth. Abracadabra. Right, shall we say abracadabra and pull the cheekcloth away?
Abracadabra.
Woo! Now what can you see? You can see all the flower stalks, the stems, in the water, can't you? Shall we wrap it up again?
Yeah.
Wrap it up again. Gently and carefully like a present. And then what's the magic word?
Abracadabra.
Oh! Abracadabra! Abracadabra again, right. Wrapping up the flowers in the tea towel, nice and gently. And
abracadabra! Again, again.
Again, again. Wrapping up the flowers. Oh, I wonder what the surprise is. I wonder what's underneath this tea cloth.
Abracadabra!
It's a vase full of water. Look, we've got some more flowers in vases.
Again, again.
Look, on the mantelpiece, we've got pink flowers.
Just a minute, I want to wrap it up again.
Just a minute, you want to do abracadabra again? Do you know what those are called?
Yeah.
What are those flowers?
I'm going to hold them.
Well, you must be very, very careful, otherwise the water will spill. What do we call these flowers, Thomas?
And how are you flying? Big crocodiles in them.
No, they're not big crocodiles. The yellow flowers that usually come out in spring. And when we go for a walk down Burnish Lane, there's a garden with just one in the garden.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's a Frank.
And Auntie Frank, it's called the daffodil.
It's called daffodil.
Right, pop it back in the water.
No,
it'll die, Thomas, if it's kept out of water. It's like a fish, it's been kept in water.
I don't know how to
hold it. Pop it back in the vase, please.
More like a fish.
Is it more like a fish? They're daffodils. And look, if we look out of the window, can you see? Can you see those little spring flowers there?
Blue flowers.
Blue flowers and yellow flowers. And there's a purple crocus there.
Yeah.
And...
My rose broken.
Oh, Mummy's rose has nearly died. Yes, it's broken. It's not quite broken. It's just died, hasn't it? And then over there...
Yeah.
Can you see underneath the hanging basket? There are some shoots coming out of the ground. Now, when they get a flower on top and it opens up, do you know what it's going to look like?
Daffodil.
It's going to be a daffodil. It's going to look just like these. So you keep watching every day. You look out of the window and tell me how the daffodils are doing. You tell me when those green shoots turn into beautiful yellow flowers like this, yes?
Hold that.
Well, I don't think we should hold them. We've got to treat flowers gently. Do you remember, once we've arranged them...
Just a minute.
Very nice, isn't it?
The water.
Yeah. Oh, no, you must not do that, Thomas. Never do that. Never, ever do that. No. No. Put it back in now, please. You must never, ever drink any water that flowers have been in. It'll give you a poorly tummy.
Yeah.
That's right. Pop it back in because it's missing its friends. That's it. Aren't they pretty packings?
Not really.
Put it away now, Thomas, please.
Frizzle flows down
come
there.
On, because listen, the water from the back
of hold it. I won't hold that.
No, you can't hold it.
No.
This is the whole thing, Thomas. This is what we're saying. Once you've arranged the flowers,
no.
When somebody's given us some nice flowers, in fact, I'm going to change the water in that. When somebody's given us nice flowers, we put water in the vase. And then we stand the flowers in and then we never touch them again. We just look at them. There you are, fresh
water.
Oh, well, fresh water in the vase. So you put the daffodils in one at a time.
Yeah, it's okay.
crumpets?
Two.
That's right. How many daffodils? One, two.
And another.
And another. Three.
Lots in here.
Lots more to arrange, aren't there? Four.
Yes. Eight.
Not eight. Five.
Five. Six.
Six.
And hold that.
Seven.
Seven. Eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
That's nine.
That's nine.
That's six.
No, it's not nine. Not six, it's ten. Right, should we wrap these in a tea towel now? Just take the water off the vase. There we are. Whoops.
Abracadabra again.
Abracadabra again. Just 1 second, because I've not wrapped them up yet. We'll just wipe the vase with a tea cloth.
Abracadabra.
This is a clear glass vase as well.
There's a big glass abracadabra.
You want to do the abracadabra on the big glass again?
Yeah.
Look, this glass has its cut glass, this one with the daffodils. It's got a pattern on it. And although it's clear...
Abracadabra.
All right, although it's clear and you can still see the stems, you can't see them quite as clearly as in that vase, can you?
Abracadabra.
Ah! A vase full of daffodils. Oh, that reminds me, I've just put the daffodils on the dresser and I can see Helen's 18th birthday card. It's her birthday, we better get the card written, haven't we? Right, let's do abracadabra once more with the big flowers and then we've got to leave them alone because they want a little rest. And I think Mummy would be better using the tea towel for drying up the breakfast pots, don't you?
A fly's coming out. Abracadabra!
Flies coming out? Where are the flies coming out? They better not be the fresh flowers. Where can you see flies? You can't, can you? You're just winding me up. You little monkey.
Again.
Again.
Oh, yeah.
Get you again, I don't know.
Get you again.
Get you again.
You're a cheeky parrot.
You're a cheeky parrot.